I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Quake-ravaged Haiti wants schools back in session by the end of this month. Compassion International is trying to bring some normalcy back into the lives of the more than 64,000 children they're serving. But until new buildings can be built, many schools may have to meet in tents. In addition to assessing and rebuilding the schools, Compassion is also training children and their families to be safe while living in tent cities. Pray for the staff as they act as the hands and feet of Christ. Next, the Kichwa people of Ecuador have a new translation of the New Testament. It was dedicated last Sunday. Biblicist Scott Bollinger says that while the Kichwa had a Bible in their language, this would be the equivalent of the NIV translation, delivering high accuracy and readability. But how will the Kichwa read it, since many of them are illiterate?
And the answer is we help them read with their ears. We have recorded the Gospel of John. We hope, as the funds are available, to be able to record the whole Bible.
That can only happen when the Old Testament is completed. Funding is needed for that and to purchase additional New Testaments. And reaching the lost in Ethiopia is the task at hand for WorldServe Ministries. Ethiopia has been plagued with food shortages, famine, and rocked by global economic crisis. However, WorldServe is committed to training Christians at their new Rwanda Training Center in southeast Ethiopia. Ken Leggett says it's a strategic move in a predominantly Muslim nation.
That training center will be equipping pastors and evangelists to reach the unreached and hard to reach people groups within the country.
The training center opened late last month with 20 students. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. Or you can search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.